Hi, and welcome back to another episode of In the Loop. So on this month's episode, we are excited to celebrate Lineman Appreciation. Here at Coweta Fayette EMC, we will celebrate Line Worker Appreciation Day on April 8th, and we ask all of our co-op members to join us to help honor the brave men who help power our world. So we know rain or shine, the 63 line workers here at Coweta Fayette EMC work to keep power flowing 24/7, 365 days a year. And to do this, they maintain 6,764 miles of power lines across 8 counties to keep the lights on for over 80,000 members. So on today's episode, we want to talk about why their role is so vital to the company and why it's important for us to recognize their efforts. So joining us today to talk more about what our linemen do, how we keep them safe on the job, and how we are celebrating Lineman Appreciation is Clarence Wright. He is Coweta Fayette EMC's Executive Vice President of Engineering and Operations.
That's correct.
So welcome, Clarence.
Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, we have not had you on In the Loop before, so this is very exciting. Thanks for joining us.
I am excited to be here and excited to talk with you, particularly about this subject.
Yay. Okay, so Clarence, let me give you a minute. Please introduce yourself to our listeners so our members can know a little bit more about you and what you do here at Coweta Fayette EMC.
I appreciate you asking. So you already said what my title is, and I've been in this role 3 years in May. And so prior to that, I spent 20 plus years working for an IOU in a number of roles, some of them similar to this. And in my role as Executive Vice President of Engineering and Operation, my quick description is that we're responsible for building the infrastructure to serve our members, as well as the maintenance and material required to keep the lights on. So all the folks that do that in the field, particularly the linemen who I suspect we're going to speak a little bit about today, and all of the support staff and other organizations that do that are all part of the organization I get a chance to work with.
Awesome. So you get to do a lot here in your role. So it really is a big deal that you're coming on to talk about Lineman Appreciation. So thank you again for taking the time to chat with us.
It is, again, my pleasure. Rachel, again, I've heard a number of the episodes. I'm a regular listener, and so you can count me as a fan. So I'm excited to be on here.
Yay. Okay, so let's jump into it. So like I said, it's an exciting time. We are about to celebrate Lineman Appreciation. We have some things planned this month for it. So let's first talk about the overview of a lineman. So that includes what they do and ultimately why we have an appreciation day. So can you just tell us kind of an overview of what does the role of a lineman look like and what risks are involved in the job and really ultimately why exactly they are the backbone of this company?
I appreciate you asking the question. So there are several things I'd imagine I would want you and your listeners to know. One is that it takes a tremendous commitment to become a lineman. So typically once you are hired, you spend 4 years in an apprentice program learning all aspects of line work. And for us, there's no distinction between overhead and underground. So our linemen spend time learning both. And so they will typically try to rotate through a number of different positions in all areas of line work. And so after those 4 years, they spend another 2 to 3 years as a power line technician. And I guess the gist of that role is they get a chance to actively be involved in working with journeymen and getting different experiences that would allow them to ultimately be able to be more independent. And at that point, when they become more independent, essentially is when they become a journeyman. So the thing I'd want folks to know is that it does require a time commitment from the perspective that it takes somewhere between 6 to 7 years to actually become a journeyman. In terms of what their day-to-day jobs are, I think what they would probably tell you is that they enjoy the variety of it because the days are very unpredictable and weather plays a big part in that. And so they can either be involved in maintenance where they are going in performing calibrations and checks on our equipment, transformers, for example, to make sure that everything is as it is and we won't have any unexpected outages, to actually doing reconductors where they are taking down typically smaller size wire and installing larger size wires that is up on the poles, typically to serve the additional growth that we have. So we are a growing co-op, and so that is a positive thing. And so that allows us to continue to serve our members in a way that is both efficient and productive, as well as what they are probably most known for, and that is when we have storms and outages. And then obviously they are involved with going out and diagnosing what the issues are and then figuring out what they need to do to get the members' lights back on. I'd be remiss if I did not say that the foundation for all of that is their ability to do that work and do it in a safe manner. Here in most, I would hope in all utilities, our goal here is for our employees to go back home safely to their families. And so we make sure that they have all of the training, materials, equipment in order to complete their job safely and make sure that they understand that that is the highest priority that we have. And so if you're asking me to describe all the things that are involved, I would say all those things are involved and play a role in our linemen being as efficient and productive and successful as they are.
Absolutely. So you just touched on, I mean, really so many things about the job, and that was a great synopsis of what they do really in a nutshell. So again, we know you mentioned their job being physically involved and them having to deal with the elements all the time, you know, heat, rain, even ice when we have it seldomly. Mm-hmm. So we know this job isn't for everyone. So what about the challenges of the job? What do you think are some things that they typically face? And also, what skills and qualities do you think one should possess to have a successful career as a lineman?
Well, I think you touched on part of it. It's typically folks who are successful enjoy the outside aspects of it. So they enjoy the physical labor, the difference in going from one job to another, in no job being exactly the same, as well as the actual elements themselves. And so I think there is some degree of enjoyment and satisfaction that comes from that.
Flexibility.
Absolutely, flexibility. Matter of fact, the thing I would mention, and we typically tell particularly people who are new to the position, is that this is not a job. This is a career and a commitment. And part of that means that your family will be impacted by this and typically will need to understand what you are doing and support it. So as an example, 2 years ago on Christmas Eve, we had a really cold blast of weather that impacted our system. So on Christmas Eve, most of our linemen were working in what I recall being 6-degree temperature, making sure that our members' lights were on, which means to some degree they left their own families at a time when people typically think of being together with their family. It is that type of a commitment. The other example I typically think of when I think of the kinds of commitments that our linemen make is that I suspect most, if not all, of your listeners will be able to relate to, is when COVID hit and everything essentially stopped. A number of people began working from home. You had to make all types of provisions in order to continue to move forward and work. And in the case of our journeymen, they did not stop. We obviously had to make some allowances and have some additional medical types of protections. But the nature of their jobs was that they continued to work and we continued to serve our members even during that time. So in terms of a commitment for journeymen in particular and the types of sacrifice that's required, I would say that's part of it. The other part of your question, I believe, was what types of skills would typically one have to think they're going to be a journeyman or want to be a journeyman. Okay. I would imagine a lot of our folks are very mechanically inclined. A lot of them have spent time working on materials, equipments, farms, things that would make you think that you have good hand-eye coordination. And then obviously there is a height issue, and you can't be afraid of heights because oftentimes you may be required to work at heights that are unusual. And so I would think that's part of it. And then you mentioned there is a physical aspect to the job itself. So setting poles, pulling wire, particular weights, all those things are part of the job. And so there's a certain physical requirement that one would expect to meet and to be in shape to be able to do that. So I think that kind of gives a general overview of that. Perhaps something that I did not touch on is the fact that because they work primarily in crews or teams, there is a collaboration that also needs to occur. And so those folks that are comfortable working with others in a very close and dependent way is probably the best way to describe it. Because in a number of ways, you are essentially working together and ensuring each other's safety. So I would say because of that, typically it is a job for folks who typically have good interpersonal skills and get along well with others.
That's a really great way to explain that. I totally agree. Being mechanically inclined, and you're right, teamwork is such an important component of the job because they're working on crews together. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to work together every day and have each other's backs.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's awesome that you mentioned that. And I'm also glad that you mentioned it really being a commitment and almost a lifestyle. And you mentioned the outage at Christmas as being a good example. Such a great example. And then COVID, while we had, you know, mandated shutdowns, we didn't shut down like that. I mean, the guys were still out keeping power on. So. Yeah,
absolutely. I would say I consider them, and I expect they consider themselves essentially first responders. Absolutely. And so there is some degree of which we are going to be there.
Yeah. Okay, so you also mentioned safety earlier when we were initially talking about the role and what they do and how that's important. And you mentioned actually what I was going to ask you is here at EMC, Clarence has a saying that he generally ends all safety meetings with, and it's, we want you to go home every single day to your families safely. And he always asks, what can I do to help you be more safe in your role? So he is the perfect person to talk to about this.
I can't tell you how impressed I am that you remembered that. All right. Well done. Well done, Rachel. I'm glad you were paying attention.
I was. So, again, you are the perfect one to answer this. So, again, we want our linemen to go home to their families every day. It's so important on their job to keep them safe. And there's a lot of different things that we do to try to incorporate safety and ensure that they are being safe on the job. So will you talk a little bit about some different things that we do? I don't know if that's safety meetings or job inspections or training. I know you mentioned training, really just how we work to build a culture of safety in the organization.
I appreciate you using that word, Rachel, the culture, because ultimately I think that's the thing that is the backbone and foundation of why and how we work safely. Specifically, you're right. We have an awful lot of training. I mentioned the apprentice training and then POT and then time spent as young journeymen in beginning more in time in the field, and all those things contribute to their safety and learning all the procedures and the proper PPE in the equipment. I think all those things are things that we do and stress. More importantly than that, at least from my perspective, is the sense of instilling the priority that there is nothing that's more important than each individual lineman's safety. So our hope is that when there is an opportunity and someone's been out and they've been working for a period of time, and so as you get tired, there's an opportunity for folks to kind of feel as if a shortcut may be helpful. But two things that we mentioned, I think, are helpful with that. One is the sense that we instill the sense of priority and that there is nothing more important, and that ultimately that is the expectation that you're going to complete each job the safest way. The second thing we talked about was the fact that typically, particularly when working in high-risk, hot jobs, that there are crews of folks working together. And so the way we typically describe it is that it is possible that one person can be having a bad day. It's possible that two people can be having a bad day, but all of us together, all of us are not going to have a bad day. And so the hope is that we will look out for each other. And if there is someone that's not at the top of their game on that day, there will be someone else that will. And so we will always have our eyes on each other and always look out for each other's safety. And I'm going to say that those are the things. It's some combination of training, sense of priority, and the collaborative sense of brotherhood that all kind of build together to make a culture. And that culture is ultimately the thing that will keep us safe.
Very good. Okay. So we'll move on, and I want to talk about collaboration. You mentioned that earlier, and I think it's a really good point to hit on. So with the linemen, they have to work with all different departments simultaneously and constantly, really. And since you oversee those departments, I thought it would be great for you to talk about that as well, why it's so important for them to work with engineering and staking and even dispatch constantly, and how working together, really, the job couldn't be done without the collaboration of all of these different departments.
That is a very good observation, Rachel, and that is very much the case here at CalEDA for AMC. We like to think we are only as strong as our weakest link, and so all of those departments contribute to how well we are able to build systems and build lines and get the power back on. So whether it is our dispatch area that are essentially dispatching all of the trouble calls to our linemen, or our engineering and staking folks who are designing and the lines that they're going to build, or implementing protection schemes that ultimately help minimize the number of folks that have outages, and in some cases automatically restore some areas, or it would include our safety department, who obviously are involved with doing job observations and helping to create a culture and environment that keeps us safe. It includes our fleet folks, who help keep all our equipment operating and functional for that our journeymen can get out and do the work that they need to do efficiently. It includes our warehouse, who are the ones who make sure that we have all the material that we need in order to do the job safely. And that is given all of the, we talked about COVID. So given all of the shortages that have been involved with that, that has been, it's been a difficult job. And those folks have done that extremely well. Or our GIS folks, who are the folks that record what our system is and where it's at, so that we know what we have and what we need to accurately work on systems. And then obviously it includes the line crews themselves, the overhead crews, both construction and maintenance, as well as underground crews, both construction and maintenance, who all work together in ways that are helpful whenever we do have storms. And then all of the administrative folks. So the folks who are involved with getting the jobs initially from outside sources, and then helping distribute those to the departments that as they are needed, as well as trying to make sure I don't forget anyone, as well as the folks who are involved with our pole attachments, which helps us maintain a record of who's on stall on our poles, and so we can make sure that we work those safely. And then obviously it's everyone else. It's all the customer service folks who take calls and identify what issues customers have. It is all the accounting folks who, if they don't manage that well, means we would not have all the resources that are involved. It's all the HR folks who help resolve all of the HR issues and help in terms of, particularly when storms, with food, lodging, all those things. They help coordinate all those things. Obviously, it's communication folks who ultimately help get the message out about what we are doing and what we're trying to do, and so that our customers have some sense of what's involved with that. And then it goes all the way up to our CEO and COO, as well as our board, who make sure we have all the material, equipment, frankly, anything we've ever asked for, they've always given us. And so make sure we have everything that we need in order to function well. So any one of those not functioning well has some impact on some part of what we do. And so it really does take everyone contributing. And not, you know, I did not mention IT, who are the basis of everything. IT. At this point, we can't do anything without them. I did not mention, I just thought about who I did not mention. And so the IT folks who are virtually all of our systems now are electronic. And so we can't track very much of anything, and we're limited in what we can do without those systems. But again, everyone contributes, and it requires everyone's contributions in order for us to be as good as we can be. So collaboration is the right word, because again, it is all of us, and we all have a common goal. And ultimately, that is to serve our members and obviously to send everybody home safely.
You are exactly right. And that was great, you going through and naming everyone. You're right. And it does. It takes a village.
It does. I like that. It takes a village. You're exactly right.
And it's vital that everyone works together and collaborates with the linemen, especially, so that they can get their job done.
Absolutely.
And keep the power on. So, all right, Clarence, we talked about their roles. We talked about our commitment to keeping them safe on the job, as well as the importance of them working with other departments. So, ultimately, why is it so important for us to celebrate this Special Appreciation Day each year? And really, why is it a priority for us here at Coweta Fayette EMC to celebrate this every April?
I think it's, again, I appreciate you asking me the question. It is important because I think it's important to take time to appreciate things that you can take for granted otherwise. The example I always use with folks sometimes anyway is that, so imagine it, well, we're getting into spring season now, so thunderstorm season is starting to roll around. And typically, if you start hearing June and there's cracks of thunder and rain and wind, slightly wakes you up. And just imagine that typically if there is an outage, there's some folks that are going to get your call. If you call us and let you know you're out, sometimes we know without that. But if you're not, if you call and let someone know you're out, there's someone who has to be here to get your call, and then they're going to call someone else. And that person is going to be a lineman who's going to get up and put on their uniform, boots, PPE that is required, and they are going to come in those conditions. So it's not as if they're going to wait until it clears. They're going to come in those conditions, and they're going to go out, and they're going to do what they need to do in order to get your power back on. So in a time when I often feel like we are getting less and less service, or customer service is going to be more and more of a lost art, that the level of service that those folks provide has not changed. Their commitment to do it has not changed. And so it is something that is easy to take for granted because it just happens. At least from the outside, it looks like it just happens, but it does not. It means that someone is making a commitment and leaving their family and going to do something that is inherently dangerous in order to serve someone else. And I think if you ask most of the linemen what they enjoy most about their jobs, most would say it is the ability to serve others and the joy they get from seeing someone else whose power was out and is now back on because of what they did. So all those things are worthy of appreciation all the time, obviously. But I think it's important that we take some time to recognize the sacrifices those folks make and the contributions that they make. So that's why we try to do it here.
And I totally agree with that. We have a lot of really awesome linemen working here. They're very unselfish. So I'm glad that you mentioned them leaving their families. And maybe the thing that they enjoy most is seeing those smiling faces when they are able to help someone.
Absolutely.
That was a great point. Okay. So can you talk about what we have planned here at Coweta Fayette EMC to celebrate this month?
I can. So typically we will have a breakfast for the journeyman where we'll take some time and talk about their accomplishments and the degree of which we appreciate what they do. More so than most, we would consider them the backbone of what we do. And in a number of ways, the face eye cooperative. They are the folks who are most likely going to be seen in the public. And so they do a lot to represent the perception of what we are and what we do. So for those reasons, we typically, at least on this day or at least during that week, we will typically have a breakfast where we'll celebrate and recognize them. And then we'll typically have some type of gift to commemorate that year's service. And so we'll do that again this year. So we're all looking forward to that. And typically, one thing a lineman typically does not do is turn down meals. And so I suspect they will all be there. And again, it'll be a great time for us to celebrate what they've accomplished and what they do.
Yes, that is coming up. That's on April 8th that we'll celebrate with our linemen here. So, okay, we're going to wrap up their clearance. Is there anything else you want to add or any special message you want to say to our linemen here?
Hopefully what I tell them all the time is I appreciate what they do. I appreciate the sacrifice that they make and appreciate what they mean to our cooperatives and, more importantly, to our members. And the type of life that we're able to have is to some degree driven by the product that they help bring. So more so just that, the fact that we appreciate what they do and, most importantly, that the expectation is that they're going to be able to do that, do it safely, and go home to their families so that they can enjoy the benefits of that themselves. So that's typically my message. I will keep it consistent. And so I will say that's my message for this too, Rachel.
Yes, and we do. We appreciate them. And as I mentioned in the beginning, we invite our members to help us celebrate all month long. So if you see a lineman out working, please give them a smile if you can, if you want to. Stop and say thank you. It means the world to them. There's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes, like we've talked about, to keep the power on, and we wouldn't be able to do it without them. So with that, we will close. Clarence, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Rachel. Again, I appreciate the opportunity. Again, I am a fan of what you guys do, so it'll be interesting to hear this one.
Absolutely. All right.